Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. I'm going to start right off because we have so much information to cover today. Please go to Wise Living, WEISERLiving.com, and on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. People have been asking me about that in the last week or so. You can click on the Wiser Living TV, Wiser Living TV link, and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. By subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you'll be informed when a new video is actually uploaded. You can also get access to our archived radio programs at Wiser Living Radio, and you can check out the menu bar that lists all of the articles, the programs, the services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, and products. So do take a look at that at your convenience. So wiserliving.com, subscribe to Wiser Living TV, follow us on Wiser Living Radio, look us up on at facebook.com/wiserliving, and you can also connect us with us at Google Plus, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Okay. Wow. This is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you today or this evening, depending on where you are, who have taken the time out to tune into this broadcast today. The time is valuable, and I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 28 minutes and a few seconds, I want to add to your wellness experience as I have added to my wellness experience in preparation of this program today. Pasture-raised organic grass-fed beef is the star of the moment in this meat arena. They claim that it's a healthier choice of meat than the grain-fed counterpart, but as most of you know, grass-fed meat costs more per pound. Or so we think. Most of us like to eat healthier, but the higher prices causes many of us to stop, step back, and wonder if the higher prices are affordable. So it's a pocketbook becomes a pocketbook issue rather than a health issue, especially if you have more than two in the family to eat. The grass-fed, pasture-raised advocates out there, they say that grass-fed beef is better for you. They say it's better for the animal. And with all of the talk about global warming, which is very real, by the way, it's even good for the planet, this planet that we live on, if you're going grass-fed. Is there really that big of a difference between conventional beef and grass-fed beef? Well, there is. And what does grass-fed actually mean? You know, how do conventional cows live and what do they eat? Does it make that much of a difference? Where should we put our efforts into to incorporate true grass-fed beef into our diet? Because in the end, it's your personal preference, it's your needs, your budget, and your personal ethics that must be satisfied for you to make the best decision. You know, when you really think about it, or think about this subject at least, you would think that this would be a simple single sentence when discussing a cow's diet. Basically, grass-fed cows eat grass. Grain-fed cows eat grain. But unfortunately, it's not that simple. For the most part, all cows actually start out as calves drinking its mother's milk. And then a milk replacement, which is made up of milk proteins and lard and lactose and added minerals and supplementation, when they are separated from their parents. Or their mother, not their parents, but their mother, because the bull is off somewhere doing something else. but before I go on, let me give you a definition of a CAFO. You know, when I first heard that word, I'm going, CAFO, what is it? I thought it started with a K, but it starts with a C, C-A-F-O. In the terminology of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, is an animal feeding operation, or AFO, that confines animals for more than 45 days during the growing season. And actually, I think they're in there like 200 days, right? In an area that does not produce vegetation, an underlying vegetation. Just think of an area where it should be grass and there's no grass. There's no trees, no anything, except meadow and some stuff on the ground. And so it doesn't have this grass, and it meets certain size thresholds. Animals and capos have lives that do not resemble those of animals found in the wild. So the calf eats grass and drinks milk or a milk replacement. All cows, then, whether they are free to roam or are confined initially, start out on grass. So grass-fed cows eat these things called graminoids, which is a combination of hundreds of different species of sedges or grass-like plants. True grass is a okay. It seems like I got booted off on the call, so I'm back, and I was talking about the grass-like plants, so true grasses like cereals, lawn grass, bamboo, and grassland grass. And that's just the graminoids. You know, cows also nibble on shrubs, clover. They nibble on leaves if they're available. And basically, cows will eat whatever is in their reach, you know, especially if it's green or leafy. You know, legally speaking, grass-fed cows may also eat cereal grains or cereal grain crops in the pre-grain stage, hay, silage, and non-grain crops and byproducts like leftover vegetables. Now, by contrast, capos, these cows eat lots of grains and byproducts like beef pulp, brewer's dried yeast, grain from the beef industry, brewers, wet grains, corn, gluten, feed, cotton seeds, distillers, dried grains, distillers, dried grain with solubles. I mean, it's crazy what they eat if they're in a capo. Distillers, solubles, hominy feed, which is a mixture of GMO corn bran, corn germ, and a part of the starchy portion of either white or yellow corn kernels. They eat, grain-fed cows eat malt sprouts, wheat byproducts, canola meal, GMO corn gluten meal, cottonseed meal, linseed meal, soybean meal, sunflower meal, blood meal from clean, fresh animal blood, hydrolyzed feather meal, fish meal, meat and bone meal, poultry byproducts, which consists of the ground, and they say clean parts of the carcasses of slaughtered poultry, such as the neck, the feet, undeveloped eggs, and intestines, waste from bakery products, beans, the candy, and sometimes the candy is given to them with the wrappers on it, and sometimes as well, and also they eat liquid whey from cheese plants, nuts, pasta, peanut skins, potato waste. I mean, it's amazing what they feed CAFO cows. And so no wonder they need antibiotics and growth hormones. And all of this leads to bloating, acidosis, diarrhea, ulcers, weakened immune system. In short, an unhealthy cow, which ends up in a grocery store as unhealthy meat. And not all grains are not all grass-fed beef is created equal, which I'll talk about a little later. But some cows are grass-fed but grain-finished to add weight and marbling or fat to make it more tasty. But the clearly superior version of beef comes from the grass-fed and grass-finished cow. And according to a July 2011 study conducted by the USDA Agricultural Research Service, a 10,000-cow confinement dairy in Idaho produces staggering amounts of greenhouse gas. Now, get this. Every day, 37,075 pounds of pollution is released into the air. This breaks down into 33,092 pounds of methane, 3,575 pounds of ammonia, and 409 pounds of nitrous oxide. So which is better for the environment? You know, raising beef cattle on a pasture or in a feedlot? A February 2011 report from, the Union for Concerned Scientists, or UCS, and the title of it was Raising the Stakes. Not STAKES, but STEAKS, Global Warming and Pasture-Raised Beef Production in the United States. And that report said that pasture-raised cows were a greater benefit. Although all cattle produce greenhouse gases, the UCS has determined that a well-maintained pasture and careful management of the grazing animals can cause or can actually draw down greenhouse gases out of the air and store it in the soil where they fuel plant growth. So feedlots have no living, so it can't do that. Just bare dirt and manure. So instead of absorbing greenhouse gases, they are emitting them. You know, these scientists recommend that to make raising cattle on pasture even more beneficial to the planet, cattle ranchers should improve the nutritional quality of the pasture by adding legumes such as red clover, manage the cattle so they don't overgraze the pasture, which means rotational grazing would be the best method. You know, manage the cattle so they actually deposit their manure more evenly over the pasture. They should find ways to increase grass production throughout the year, not just in the spring and early summer. And as far as managing the cattle so they deposit the manure over more evenly, you know what some farmers do that actually know what they're doing. They have their chickens go behind the cows to kind of break that down into the soil, the grass and soil. And these growers, these cattle ranch growers, they should apply appropriate amounts of slow-release nitrogen fertilizer at the right time. So that would definitely make it better for the planet. Now, what about those who eat beef? Did you know that eating the right type of beef can do wonders for your health? Despite what you've been told about beef, there's actually a great deal of research out there suggesting that one type of beef is extremely beneficial, and that type of beef is grass-fed beef. You know, grass-fed beef is very different than grain-fed beef. Grass-fed beef is superior because the practices used to raise grass-fed cows are very different than those utilized on conventional grain-fed farms. You know, grass-fed cows are raised on, grass-fed cows are raised on pasture and are never treated with antibiotics and hormones, which is amazing. I mean, this is amazing to me just studying for this, over the past few days. Grain-fed cows are often raised in feedlots on diets of genetically modified soy or corn. And I gave you a crazy list before of what grain-fed cows actually eat. And this is not the way cows were designed to eat, as I mentioned earlier. Now, these unnatural diets often result in inflammation. And now, to remedy this situation, cows are then given a steady dose of antibiotics. A steady dose. You know, roughly 70% of the total United States antibiotic production is fed to our farm animals. And I read in another publication, it was 80%. So between 70 to 80% of the antibiotics that are produced by the pharmaceutical companies end up in an animal that we're going to eat. Think about that for a moment. Research has revealed that these antibiotics are being transmitted to us, which may cause hormonal, reproductive, and developmental issues. But that's not enough. Many conventional cows are also fed growth hormones and steroids to expedite their growth, which means we get it. Now, it also means that grain-fed or grain-feeding cow only benefits the producer, because the cow is sold by weight. And most of the studies out there that say don't eat red meat are done on grain-fed meat, not grass-fed meat. But there are some studies being done now on grass-fed beef, and these studies are showing that grass-fed beef is a very different product than grain-fed beef. And not only is it nutritionally superior, but it also allows you to avoid antibiotics. It allows you to avoid steroids, genetically modified growth hormones, and all of the crazy chemicals used on the conventional farm. So in other words, eating grass-fed beef can be the difference between great functional health or debilitating dysfunctional health. But let me give you a little more proof of why, nutritionally speaking, grass-fed is better. The first reason is that it has higher levels of omega-3 fat or omega-3 fatty acids. You know, omega-6 and omega-3 are essential fatty acids necessary for a number of bodily functions, and they're considered essential because they cannot be produced by our bodies and therefore must be consumed in our diet. It has been estimated that approximately 40% of Americans consume adequate amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. So that means 60% aren't. So let's say 50% aren't and 10% we don't know. A study conducted by Harvard University in 2009 also revealed that omega-3 deficiency is the number six biggest killer of Americans. It is responsible for between 72,000 to 96,000 preventable deaths each year. You know, grass-fed and grain-fed beef contain comparable amounts of omega-6 fatty acids, but current research suggests that grass-fed beef contains 2.5 more omega-3 fatty acids depending on the breed. Now, and we really can't go into the breed because that's another whole, you know, program in and of itself. And this is important because omega-3 fatty acids reduce inflammation, decreasing your risk of coronary artery disease, hypertension, or high blood pressure, heart attack, arthritis, cancer. When we're talking about cancer, I'm talking about breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer, and as well as other autoimmune conditions and inflammatory conditions. Because there's a lot of times we have inflammation going on in our body, and we don't know why, but we're feeling some of the symptoms of it. They also have it's also been documented to improve brain function and reduce the risk of depression, schizophrenia, attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity and Alzheimer's disease. This is all from eating grass-fed meat. The second reason is because grass-fed meat has an optimal omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. You know, omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids are polyunsaturated fats that must be obtained from the diet, as I mentioned. And while both fatty acids are essential for thriving health, they must be kept in balance. And an excess of omega-6 fatty acids has been shown to negatively impact the metabolism and the use of inflammation reducing omega-3 fatty acids. So if you have too much omega-6, it's going to adversely affect the ability of the omega-3s that you have to function properly. And a lot of us, we consume a lot of food that you know, especially in meat, that aren't grass-fed, that this ratio is way out of whack. You know, an optimal ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids should be roughly at 4 to 1. That ratio, 4 to 1, is so far removed from the typical Western diet. You know, the typical Western diet has a ratio of 30 to 1. 30 to 1. 30 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. Not going to work. You know, this extreme imbalance has resulted in inflammation and increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune conditions. There's a lot of people with lupus now. You know, that used to be rare. You know, grass-fed meat with a common omega-6 to omega-3 ratio of 1.5 to 1 will help restore that balance. And by contrast, grain-fed meat has a less favorable ratio of 7 to 1, which simply perpetuates the imbalance, so consuming grass-fed beef may reduce your risk of several of our modern day diseases. Now, the third reason is that grass-fed beef is one of the best sources of conjugated linoleic acid. And this one I really, really like. I mean, I like them all, but this one I really like. And this is why. CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, is a polyunsaturated fatty acid found in the meat and dairy of animals, especially those fed green grass. It has a potent antioxidant activity. There's a lot of things that has potent antioxidant activity, but it also it has more antioxidant activity than grain-fed beef, and it also contains I should back up now. Grain-fed beef also has CLA in it, but grass-fed beef contains 2 to 3 times more. And animal studies have documented CLA's ability to prevent diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. CLA also has been found to reduce, and this is what I like, fat deposition. CLA has been found to reduce the deposit of fat in your body. And one human study noted that women with the highest levels of CLA in their diet had a 60% lower risk of breast cancer than women with the lowest level. And they also were able to maintain their weight at the levels consistent with their bone structure. And this means grass-fed beef provides more disease protection and fat-burning capability. The fourth reason is that grass-fed beef contains important minerals that many Americans are deficient in today. A mineral-rich diet promotes healthy bones, healthy skin, blood, muscle, nerves, and a healthy, strong metabolism, which basically, you got a strong metabolism, you're gonna have a great weight management. A side-by-side comparison conducted by the USDA and Clemson University found that grass-fed beef contains more calcium, magnesium, potassium than grain-fed beef. Other studies have also found higher levels of zinc, phosphorus, sodium, and iron. So eating grass-fed beef is one way to restore mineral density in your diet. The fifth reason came out in a study conducted by Clemson University and the USDA, where it was determined that grass-fed beef contained higher levels of the B vitamin, basically thiamine, which is B1, and riboflavin, which is B2, than grain-fed beef. Now, both thiamine and riboflavin are important for energy production. All of B vitamins, or what they call B complex, are also considered anti-stress vitamins. They help bolster the immune system and increase our ability to stand stress, which means diets rich in the B complex vitamins help reduce the chances of stress-induced diseases and disorders. The sixth reason comes from Dr. Weston Price, who found that levels of fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K in cows were the highest in the spring and fall. This is when they had access to rapidly growing green grass. You know, fat-soluble vitamins enhance mineral and protein absorption and are believed to protect against cardiovascular disease. It's like I keep saying this word cardiovascular because they're saying don't eat meat, red meat, because of cardiovascular. And you need, it's a certain type of meat you need to eat, grass-fed. The seventh reason for grass-fed over grain-fed beef is, according to a study from California State University, they found a meat from pasture-raised steers contains 7 times the concentration of beta-carotene as compared to the grain-fed cattle. You know, beta-carotene is an important precursor to vitamin A, and this is vital for healthy skin, mucous membranes, immunity, and vision. It is the elevated beta-carotene content that gives the fat and grain-fed beef a yellowish tinge, but it also gives that yellowish tinge to grass-fed beef as well. And so, and it also helps the fatty acid profile, which mostly when you go to the doctor, they never test your fatty acid profile, which if they did, they could find a lot of issues due to your diet. Reason number eight is supplied from research conducted by Colorado State University, where they discovered that vitamin E was 4 times more abundant in grass-fed versus grain-fed cattle. And it was also more abundant than grain-fed cattle that received vitamin E supplementation. So vitamin E is an important antioxidant that has been found to protect against cardiovascular disease, that is, there's a heart again, and vessels, cancer, and other diseases of aging. Approximately 92% of American men and 98% of women fail to consume the dietary reference intake for vitamin E, and sadly, most Americans consume only half the recommended amount, which is 15 milligrams a day. They're somewhere like 7.5 milligrams. Now, reason number nine is that grass-fed beef is also higher in vaccinic acid, not vaccines, but vaccinic with the E acid, which is a naturally occurring trans fat. Okay, I know what you're saying. You heard the word trans fat. You think it's evil. It's not evil. Man-made trans fats are very dangerous and should never be consumed. But naturally occurring trans fats can actually be health supportive. Now, in a trial published in 2005, vaccinic acid was shown to protect against atherosclerosis, or the hardening of the arteries that can lead to cardiovascular disease. It's also a precursor to CLA, my favorite. Remember conjugated linoleic acid that I mentioned before? I think it was the number three reason. It's a precursor to CLA which is the cancer-fighting, muscle-promoting, fat-busting fatty acid I mentioned earlier. So, man, good reason to eat a grass-fed. Now, reason number 10 for grass-fed over grain-fed is glutathione. Glutathione is a powerful antioxidant that helps protect the body from oxidation and DNA damage. And although it's found in many foods, a study conducted by Descalzo back in 2007 noted that grass-fed beef contains more glutathione than grain-fed products, and this helps to protect the beef from oxidation. It also delivers higher antioxidant levels to the consumer, that's us. Number 11 is related to toxins. You know, fat stores toxins, and because grain-fed cattle are fed antibiotics, steroids, and hormones, their fat is far more likely to store them. So grass-fed cattle will be free of these substances, which you will be free of it as well. Amazing, huh? And finally, the 12th reason is related to mood. You know, grass-fed beef may be as important for mental health as it is for your physical health. You know, Dr. Felice Jaca, with a J, a pioneer in the study of the association between diet and mental health, she found that grass-fed red meat appears to be more protective against anxiety and depression than any other food studied. So, and it's also, she also said it affects, these effects remain even when other variables such as social economic status, physical activity, smoking, weight, and age was considered. So grass-fed beef is also a better source of tryptophan than grain-fed meat. You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to get the turkey where you can get that tryptophan. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid that must be obtained from our diet. That's why they say, essential. It serves as a precursor for serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that guards against depression. So while it may sound crazy, grass-fed meats can actually help keep you calm and happy. But there's one concern I want you to be aware of, and I mentioned it earlier, but it bears repeat. Not all grass-fed beef is created equal. You know, many producers will claim that their beef is grass-fed even when they're fed grains for, you know, for the latter portion of their lives. And this practice is used fattens the cows quickly. And unfortunately, grain feeding, even for a few short weeks, can diminish the nutrient concentration of the final product and reduce its benefit. So make sure it's grass-fed and grass-fed and grass-finished. Wow, I want to talk about some food, but I'm not going to have enough time to do that. So I'll post it on the website. Okay, so make sure you go to wiserliving.com and check out, because there's even a source called eatwild.com. Check out eatwild.com. It's the grassland beef on our website, or you can get these sources. You can get this great grass-fed beef from your farm or near you, or the health food stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts, or you can actually buy a portion of cow, like a quarter of a cow, with a neighbor, what have you. But we'll have to discuss that a little later. I'm running out of time. So, wow, I hope you this was exciting to you. This is Dr. Budweiser, and our time is up. We'll see you next time. Remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food.